Your foundation's dug in Zion, your house is built in Sodom, and you wonder why the walls keep falling down. You have submitted all your plans, but... Hi, this is Duncan Barr from Johannesburg, South Africa with X-Gate Talk, and today we're going to continue with Proverbs 4 from verse 24 to 27, particularly with verse 24, which says, "Put away from you false and dishonest speech, and willful and contrary talk put far away from you." This verse can be interpreted on several levels insofar as it touches the lives of humans in general, but also one who is struggling with an unwanted same-sex attraction in particular. The first is purely practical. The homosexual lifestyle, for those of you who have been part of it, has a certain lingua franca or a universal speech which characterizes it. Men are often referred to by female names, and so are situations and institutions, etc. Furthermore, a certain wry or bitter humor or camp is characteristic of the gay experience. Men often speak like women and women speak like men. Of course, this is not strictly true of all streams of homosexual experience, but a significant portion of the so-called gay community find themselves using certain tones, words, or inferences. It is my conviction that while it is part of the ghetto mentality which characterizes the gay experience in the past, and it has become generalized and even acceptable through the media to some degree, there is a very strong demonic aspect to this, and this is where the danger lies for those who are trying to change in line with the will of God for their sexuality. It might seem far-fetched that a tone of voice, high-pitched, a parody of the feminine, sibilance, once again a parody of the feminine, and a certain brand of humor, which is so attractive because it fits right into our sense of the ironic, which is such a good defense against the hurts that have been inflicted against us, might be an indicator of demonic oppression. But when we see how certain of these characteristics manifest themselves all over the world, and even where young men and women have not had contact with other homosexuals, we have to at least give this theory some credence. Therefore, I would suggest that since there might be even a suggestion that this might be true, we should put away from us any willful and contrary talk, as it is described here in verse 24. My experience with the lesbian version of this has been limited, so I will presume that the women amongst us will be able to call to mind the female version of what I've mentioned here. Think of the excessive butchness, the roughness and parody of the worst of masculine behavior that characterizes the idea that we might have of quintessential mainstream lesbian behavior, and you're probably getting close to the mark. What I'm getting to is this. We need to purge our thoughts of anything that smacks of homosexual behavior. If any of the above was part of that behavior, even and especially in jest, we need to be aware that we are not giving expression to an identification with a subculture which we have committed ourselves no longer to be part of. I know that there are some who would not agree with me and would even be offended at my stereotyping of homosexuals, but as with sexual sin, we need to avoid even the appearance of it. Ephesians 5 verse 2, and that's slightly out of context. I am not here advocating that we now all become the parody of masculinity or femininity which even the world holds up to ridicule, or that we lose our own unique sense of humor. I am not advocating that we become something we are not. Sexual behavior is not what we are talking about here, although sexual innuendo and suggestiveness certainly would fall into this category. We will get to that at another stage. We are talking about words, habits of speech, and a linguistic identification with a group of which we are no longer a part. Here are some questions to consider. Does any of the above apply to you? In reading this piece, were you beginning to get hot under the collar? If so, I would like you to consider why. Is the verbal behavior mentioned above part of your identity? And that's the important thing, identity. Is it something that you are not even prepared to consider giving up or negotiating? Would you consider giving it up if you thought God was saying you should? Do you think He is? At any given moment, ask the Holy Spirit if you are speaking in what He would consider a godly, womanly, or manly fashion, and using words which express and reinforce your own unique masculinity or femininity. And please keep in mind here that I'm not suggesting that we now put on different masks and take off the old ones. I'm suggesting that we find out what our true identity in Christ is and give expression to that.
If you want to see some more of this stuff that I'm talking about here, why don't you go to my website at www.jendu, that's jendu.org. You will see my testimony and all sorts of other stuff about my struggle and journey with homosexuality and into the ex-gay realm. You can check out the links of all the transcripts to the right under links. Click on the name of the podcast and you can get to the transcript of each podcast. This is Duncan Bauer from Johannesburg, South Africa, signing off, and keep your eyes on him. Cheers.
Just let me see if I'm getting this right. Your foundation's dug in Zion. Your house is built in Sodom. And you wonder why your wall